yaitu atau itu teman-teman yang anak kami bukan seperti ini yang waktu itu thank God for giving us strength so that we may be able to come to this meeting. God took care of the village. We're so thankful of that. Let's have a word of prayer. Yaitu our Heavenly Father, Heavenly Children, for your peace, teman-teman yang anak kami bukan
good job, so they offered me better jobs with a lot more pay. So I started taking a look at them, and a few things started happening. Some of our people decided that we were not doing well. Some of the kids in the high school started saying that something was missing. We're not getting the right kind of education. Some of our younger people came to our meetings and called meetings and had talked to us about why is everything so screwed up if we're doing so well. So we started taking a look at it. And I suppose I should have watched a little closer. We've been having elders conferences for 6 years, and almost every year the elders have been telling us the same thing. After they tell their stories about the history, they start telling us about what's wrong in our village. So I guess it was about the second year we had our elders conference. We said, okay, what's wrong? We know what's wrong. We can tell you that. Tell us why it's wrong. How was it in the old days? So they started telling us. But we didn't pay any attention to it until everything started to get bad. Well, after people started telling us this, and I started taking a look at Nana's problem. Hope you can see this. Besides making money, I've got a few responsibilities that the Nana board gives me. One of them is shareholder job. Now right now, or up to now, we thought we were doing pretty good on that, so I started looking back in our figures, and for all the jobs that we've created, we've got something like 700 jobs right now that are Nana jobs. Out of those, we only have about one-third that are of those jobs that are held by our shareholders. Only one third. So basically we've got, you know, less than 200 jobs that are held by our shareholders. But we're taking your money and we're creating jobs for other people. I mean, we sure we can come up with all kinds of excuses for that. But basically, I'm taking your money and I'm creating businesses for white people so they can have jobs. That's all right? It's okay, huh? For every job I create for a shareholder, I create three for white people. That's all right. Nothing wrong with that, right? Manila does it. The school district does it. Only they do it more. So that's normal. No, it's not. Something's wrong. So we start taking a look at it. This, we can find some excuses for some of it. Some jobs are on the slope, the union jobs, and we can't get in them. Okay, that's a pretty good excuse. But the excuses that we find that are the worst ones are where we do get jobs for our shareholders and they go take the jobs, they leave the jobs, sometimes without giving notice, sometimes even giving notice they leave before the job is done. So what happens is our white supervisors, our white managers, then hire people they can depend on. And they keep telling us, we can't depend on your shareholders. So even if we have a job for our shareholder, they leave, so they fill it with another white person. So we got a problem with keeping jobs. Now, I'd like to solve that problem. We're going into mining, as I told you a little earlier. We hope to get anywhere from 400 to 600 jobs that once the mine is developed for our shareholders. But the way we're going, only 100 shareholders or so will keep jobs in that mine. The other 500 will be white people. That's what the records show us. So something's wrong there too. And it can't be just us because we're providing these jobs. Something wrong with our shareholders. They're not keeping the job. So I can't even do that job very good. Let's talk about the next one, college graduates. I told you that when our shareholders leave the job without giving notice or leave before a job's done, our white supervisors and managers hire other white people. Well, why is that? Well, a lot of cases our people are not qualified for these jobs. They don't have the degrees. It's not only true with us. It's true with jobs in Manila, true with jobs in the school district, true with jobs in all kinds of other places. So what we want to do is to try and help our shareholders get college degrees so they can take these jobs, right? Isn't that what we ought to use our money for? Sure. We got a little scholarship program. Well, we figured that wasn't enough. What we ought to do is go ahead and come up with a program where Nana can have spend more of its money on getting our students through college. So I go and I take a look at it. What does it cost to put a Nana shareholder through college? The statistics, the records on how many of our shareholders get through college. When they start off, let's say 100 of them, 100 shareholders start off in college. By the time they finish the first year, there are only 11 left. By the time they finish the fourth year, just a four-year degree, only two of them are left. Okay, no problem. What's that cost? To get these 100 through this, it costs somebody, not Nana right now, the state, federal government, scholarships. $600,000. I worked the numbers out. I'm not going to bore you with them. I was even conservative when I figured them out. Probably costs more. So what does that mean? What's it cost to get a college graduate for Nana? Well, you divide that by 2, and that equals 300,000 a graduate. Not bad, huh? Okay. So what's it going to take for me to get the 100 college graduates that we need? How much money should Nana put up? Guess how much? $30 million. Now, you and I know if we throw $30 million out there, we're going to do better than that. We can pay people to get do a better job. But right now, that's what the record shows. Only 2% of all of our students that go to college from this region graduate with a degree. Only 2%. So at this rate, it's not economical. It's not good business for us to spend our money on college graduates. Is it? No, it's not. Something's wrong. Another problem. Okay, we start looking at that. We have one more major problem that we've always talked about, and this is something that is very important to those of us who are involved in the Alaska Native Claims Settlement, and those of you that were with us, backing us up, trying to get the claims, and then afterwards helping us select land and this kind of thing. We did it not because we wanted land to make money. We did it for other things. We felt our land was important to us as a people. And that's why we went after the claims, not for the money. Well, fine. You say, what's wrong with that? We always thought that way. All of you older people think that way. Guess what's happening to our kids? You know what they're being taught? Land is money. In order to own land, you have to have a piece of paper. It's called a deed. And that deed is worth money. They teach them that in grade school. They teach them about corporations. When you're a member of a corporation, you're a stockholder. You own stock. Stock is worth money. So what does that mean? That means if somebody offered you money for your stock, you ought to be able to sell it, right? That's what they're telling you. 1991, that's what's going to happen. Guess what? Your land is worth money. Big surprise. Your kids who are going to own your stock in 10 more years, who are being taught that that stock is worth money, are going to be offered $50,000, $100,000 for that piece of paper. What do you think they're going to do? Huh? They're going to sell. Now what happens? Who owns Nana? Who owns your land? We're right back to where we were when we thought we were going to lose it in the first place. So we're not doing our job. What are we going to do about it? So the three things that we were really concerned about that we thought we were working on for the last 10 years, along with making our company profitable, shareholder jobs, college graduates to take management positions in the company, and making sure that we kept our land, those three things, we're not doing right. Something's wrong with it. What's wrong? How come we can't do that? Seems like it's easy enough. Well, we start looking a little farther, and we got other problems. Let me talk about, before I get into the bad problems, let me talk about a good problem. When we started off in 1971, 72, early 72, and we made our first round of trips to Nanaboard and I to each of the villages, we spent a couple days just like we're doing today. And we tell you a little bit about the Claims Act and what we've got to do. And we said, what other kind of problems do you have? What do you need? And you said, housing, electricity, telephone, television, water, sewer, you name, you know, whatever you wanted. And in a lot of cases, wherever it was possible, it's here, isn't it? Now, I can't take credit for all of it. We can give other people credit, but they're all pretty much working with NANA. We do it through Manila, we do it through the Housing Authority, we do it through our legislators, we do it through our school district, we do it one way or another. You need a new school, you get a new school. You need something else, you get something else. You got what you wanted. Well, somebody did a little study here last year, and they figured out how much money you had to spend in 1971. They got records they can tell. So they figured out last year how much money you had to spend after you paid all your bills. Guess what? You're poorer. You're poorer after 10 years of NANA and everything else we got that you wanted. So maybe we ought to start over. Give us back the houses and the television and the telephones and the, all that kind of stuff, and we'll start over, because you were better off before we gave it to you or got it for you. That's what the figures are showing. You were better off 10 years ago. So we know we didn't help there either. So that's why we're going after more jobs. But as I said, right now it doesn't look like it's going to do us much good. Okay, besides that, we got other people looking at other problems. Our suicide rate, 10 times the national average. 10 times. We got the highest suicide rate in the state of Alaska. I can't say it's the highest in the country. Somebody will probably say I'm a liar. But it's happening, still happening. Accidental death, something that people don't pay much attention to. Ours is 10 times the national average too. It's real high. And this is, where people crack up and get killed with snow machines or fall through the ice or fall off a cliff or something. That where it's not, they don't think it's suicide. A lot of it alcohol related, but a lot of it isn't. And that is a reflection of what people think about themselves. They don't care. Alcohol and drug abuse, getting better? Sure, more of it around. It's getting worse. We have more problems with alcohol and drugs. Well, 10 years ago we didn't even have drugs hardly. But that's getting worse. And along with that, the families are breaking up, breaking down. All over. We're even helping. Told you about housing. What we've done? Put enough housing in town so everybody can have their own house. So all your kids are scattered all over the place and you can't even talk to them unless you've got a telephone anymore. So you can't even see your own family. That's how much help we are to you. All kinds of other violence. People just hurting each other. Hurting their kids, hurting their wives, hurting their grandparents. All kinds of violence. Kids hurting each other. Vandalism. You can't leave anything laying around anymore. Somebody will steal it or smash it up. put locks on things. That's an indication that people don't care about other people and their property. Getting more and more of that. All kinds of other mental health problems. We need people to tell you more about them if you want it. What does that show? Well, in the 10 years that I've been here working for you, things have gotten worse. And they'll probably get worse before they get better. I'm not blaming any of you for any of this. I think all of us are just pretty sick as a people. Now, not as a one individual, not as a one person. Because if you try to say I was all of this, I'd tell you you're crazy. I'm not all of that. Maybe a little bit, but not all of it. And I think all of you are all the same. Even if you just let that go, you just idiot you. That's all. That makes you sick too. So I don't think, you know, we can blame anybody. We're all sick. Our villages are sick. Every one of the villages in this region, there isn't one that's healthy. All of them are sick. Now we've been, after we took a look at these kinds of things, we want to know what's missing. What is there that we ought to have that's missing, that makes us sick like this? Because we've had experts and millions of dollars thrown at us to try to solve our problems. We have all these alumnis coming in with all these fancy titles to come and solve your problem. Still, more of us are sick every year than the year before. And they get frustrated, these Dalamis, and leave because they can't cure your problem. What's missing? We started to take a look at it, and we think, can't get this right. We think what it is what they call human value. And in our case, we call them Inupiaq values, only because we're Inupiaq. Because we think that since they're our problem, they should be our value. Now that's nothing new. You can, if you read anything at all, you can pick up any newspaper in the world, you'll look in it from any city in the world, you can look at any fancy magazine in the United States, on education, on business, and you're going to find important people saying the same thing. Human values are missing. That's why the United States is having so much trouble. Sometimes, like some articles I read in Japan and Korea, they say cultural values are missing, but they're not any different. Now what are they? What they are just, they're just the things that you learn as you grow up that make you a good person that's responsible not only to yourself but to everybody else. That's what they are. Those are those things you learn that make you quality, right? That's the thing. Well, that's what's missing. Now why? Let me give you a little history. Back when the first outsiders, the first white men came to Alaska, there were really two groups of them. The first ones were the Russians. There were other ones, but these are the major ones. They came and they settled mostly around along the Aleutians and in southeast Alaska. And all they came in for was furs. So they weren't very good people. Like with the Aleuts who were on the Aleutians, when they got there, when the Russians first got there, there were 25,000 Aleuts, and when the Russians left, less than 100 years later, there was only 2,000 left. They killed them all off. Not, you know, by hitting them over the head or shooting them all, but disease and other things, breaking up their lives, that kind of thing. Well, the next group of people that came were the whalers. And the whalers, they were just up here to take whale and walrus and everything they could haul back and sell. Same thing, just like the Russians. And they brought the same thing. Booze, diseases that we weren't ready for. And then, but worse than the Russians, they took over some of our food. And then right behind them came the miners. They came in and they were getting minerals to take out and sell again. And they started taking animals too for their own food because they didn't bring any beef with them. So they had to eat off the land. This made it tougher on us. So by the late mid-1900s, I guess the figures I saw about 1860, when they took the first census up here, we had about 5,000 people. By the time the missionaries came in the late 1800s, we were down to half of that, a little over 2,000 people in this area. So it wasn't just the Aleuts that got wiped out. Our people here got wiped out too. And it's taken almost 100 years for us to get back up to the number of people we had when the whalers and the miners came. That long, 100 years. So we didn't fare too well. Okay, our first contact with the white people were pretty bad. They kind of wiped us out. Things were pretty tough. By the time the missionaries came, we were ready for anything better than what we had. And they did. They brought the word. They brought something better to our people than we ever had. The gospel. So they bought it. Our grandparents did. It was good. So they got it. They grabbed a hold of it. They said, yes, that's the way we want to live. Teach our children. And at that time, the missionaries were also the teachers. That lasted about 3 or 4 years. And then the government decided that the preachers should no longer teach. So they sent up other teachers. Well, what's the difference? Even sounds the same. Preacher, teacher, both white, all Christians. Teach our children here. Your way is better. So that's what they did. And as far as being a Christian is concerned, that was okay. Nothing wrong with that. In fact, if they left it up to the teacher or the preachers, the ministers, to teach us, I don't think it would have been so bad because we would have been taught. Because churches teach human values too. But schools don't. Schools don't teach human values. All they do is try and reinforce human values that are taught outside of the school. But in our case, our parents, our grandparents said, no, our way is no good. The white man's way is better. Not because it's white man, but because they're Christian. So they turned our teaching over and said, okay, leave it to the teachers. Those poor teachers have been trying to teach your kids something that they're not prepared to teach them, and they couldn't if they wanted to. Some of the things that you want to teach to your kids is against the law to teach in a government school. So that's what happened. We stopped being taught what was needed at home. It's not just us. This is not just happening to us. It's happening all over the new world. It has to do with families breaking up. No longer working together, no longer caring for each other. The whole system, the United States system, teaches you that the most important thing is one person, you. They teach you that. Even at school, they teach you that your family that you care for is Dick, Jane, Sally, mother, and father. That's all. So when you grow up, that's all you care about. So when somebody tries to scold your kid, you get mad. Even if it's a teacher, you get mad. You don't look at it the old way, where you knew that when somebody else scolds your kid, they were teaching them. Besides that, most of us, probably all of us, are too dumb, even when we grow up, to know enough so that we can teach our own kids enough so that they can be good parents themselves. We can't do it. We're not that smart. We need help. And where we used to get that help was from our extended family, our grandparents, all of them, our brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles, everybody helped. Everybody raised the young ones. That's not happening anymore. Take a look at how this works. In our life, and it'll give you a little bit better understanding of what we're looking at. Now, there are basically three areas that we work in. And I want to say work because that's what you learn to do in school. You learn to work. You're getting job education. I don't care if it's ABC. They're teaching you how to do a job better in the American economy. Well, the economy is business and jobs. And now that we're getting a little bit of power, that's what used to be called subsistence living too. And we're trying to tack it back in, but we're kind of slow. Now this economics is supported by government, every phase of government, local, state, and federal government, and by a system of educating people to fill these positions. And the educational system that the United States set up are the schools. Now we've got some other things here to show you, and everybody agrees, the United States agrees, that there are three other places at least besides the school where you get education. Home, village, and church. Different kinds of education. Now, the way they teach you in the school system to work at these jobs, they educate you so that when you get into that job, that's the most important thing that you've got. Oh, they try to tell you that it's more important to be an American so that when you're drafted, you run right up and you volunteer. Well, that doesn't even happen anymore. That's how good they've taught us to be American. Each one of these things are separate. In our region, when a person has a job, or works in a business, they don't work together. They're all separate. You don't look at anybody as helping you that's in another job. In politics, in government, and everybody has got in a IRA council or a city council, you think there were different people from different villages, the way they fight each other. On the state level, same thing. Federal level, it's all, well, we can't do anything about that. But these other things, if when we put people into these positions, they're looking after themselves, because that's the way those things were set up. That's the American way. You can move into any town, any place in the country. Within 30 days, you can vote. Doesn't make any difference how long you want to stay there. 30 days, you can vote in that town. All you gotta do is register. Is that good for anybody? No, it's not. How is a person gonna know in 30 days anything about that town or the people or what's best for them? In 1 year, you can run for any office, anywhere in the United States. If you were born in the United States, 1 year, you can run for office and be the leader in any village. You've seen that here. Somebody moves in here, and in 1 year, they can be the mayor of Stowe. You'll let them. That's the way the system is. What's missing? Well, this is what we think is missing. The spirit that binds us together. That's what's missing. Everybody's going off on their own, not helping each other, not caring. And we're going to have worse and worse problems. So what we've got to do is start teaching these Inupiaq values again. That's going to be kind of hard. We've been going through this thing over and over, and we have a hard time, us who believe that we're on the right track. We've had enough people in enough villages tell us, yes, you're on the right track. But we're having a hard time. This is almost like giving yourself to God. Not quite, almost. If it was as hard as that, or giving yourself to God was this easy, I think we'd all be good Christians. But it's not. So this is a little different than that. But it's, in a way, the same thing. Because we've got something missing in our life. And some of us can't see. It's easy to go close the door and say, ah, that's somebody else's problem. It's not mine. But that's not the way our people survived for 20, 40,000 years. They survived by taking care of each other, looking out for each other. And that's how we're going to have to survive now and in the future. We can't do it if we just sit back and wait for some outsider to come in and solve our problems, like they've been trying to do for the last 20 years. It won't work. Well, I think you've had enough of it in English. Now, get your ears tuned up, because you're going to get it in Inupiaq now for a while.
Nana Emma or Langley Radak Managla 10 years ago. Kodira Lakadu that cook Nampadigun Hanok Fishnery Kapsi one in Anna Kutne Sabah Al Kalum Naku Lugu Makpira Penny Nakitka Fishnery Kapsi Tana Anna Kutne Duck Fishnet Iglet the Lord of Tunic Manning the door of Hamid Iglet Lord of Lugu Makpirami Kenyang nak kita ya. Asyiba, kau di dalam kasih, ukir kegiu, ukir lu, tema sebenarnya pasin asyir, acu di kafe, ini lu nak mana ukir, aku tu yang kafe sih. Asyiba, nere yang kafe ni, acu di kasih, tema mana tak nungguin kelak ni ko, ame ublang tu sesama equipment, kiyo kau disini tu sesama, bis nere kafe rumah, mana ni aku ni. Dividend nak saksili shareholder saksiun umuna. Ame nanat kutne iyo saksiun. Uwa nanat kutne uwane iyo leksi. Iyane nanat kut pilihnya sulit nak kau tak perlu waktu sih. Aglan uwa iyane iyo kutin ilwich nanat shareholder saksiun ilip siwa nanat kurusi. Shareholder rosi, kuwa nanat kut itna kasi ilipsitnya sabak sabak tilkanya, sabak kawuanya pilari si. Asiwa bisnere kasi una nanat kut ni, tapko nampak kanyunak titlo, nalawang ni bisningatun titlo ni, nakono decuk, aglante ma umona. Nakono di katoktok 10 years ago, ulang ni managlan. Ame 15 years kit dulang lagung dato. Kaya nga 15 years ago, 1966 ni ko Willie John yu at lang nagi may yakahotik. Manna nuna jaytam pisak sa akin ay lahat si tratak mo. Ilitsurit lagu tinukutak sinya katikot amuyotak sinya katikot. Tama Washington DC milyo, one state milyo, tetna ituk song inyip lugo, wago di inyip penge, mandano na, aki sulo ang lugo, ang unira kapigit lugo, misi unip lugo, ang uyote at sila katang niradyo. Asi, ang uyal kap tamna, sabra atip matip lunog, tap kiminga, Land Claims Act, gumunga itjomik at ikaktomik, atip matip niradyo, inyip tarif lugo si 1971 mi. Nyetor kami nak lat, tap cumi nga, wale pesnya nyikit mati gur, tap cumi nga nana mik acak juga, nana regional corporation mik pesnya nyikit sih, dek cuma ni ublo mik, asyiba, kenapa tinggi kalau kanga diu, amu yau tinggi kalau kanu, amu yau tinggi kalau kanga diu pesnya nying naya kanu, uwa amu yap kumnu gule, nana kumne kini kesijunu pesnya nikaya kanu, kita orang naya kanu pesnya kalau kanga diu, aglan nona mana Amu ni rakyat, nunakim awatani doksun ni rakyat, akisurawat lugu, lusi komit kalau lugu, statement lugu, federal government statement lugu, ilangin amalata komit lugu, kenyudinik kamatiu, aglanuwa, government kapetena ini lugu si magadiu, bisnerokit lugu, wokasi bisnerlugu yok mebjunub lugu, kangeksilai lugu, damanu bisnerokit lugu, damanra. Una aku sedangkan lalu banyak tangan yang kalau kahuk lusiak kau banyak lalu banyak kau begitu lalu dan cepat wasi tak kau nene kau ini kini iklir kami nanam aku financial report ema aku tahu lagi ni kisi annual reporter sedikit pada elipsinya makberat hanya opsi banyak kasih nampak tak kau nengah kau sedih lagu opsi Pesnek tenek ija kagup si pesnek makpirang ni kanyak sayat lagup si kanok pesnek payang ni nayanam kanyak tolu ijicuk ijicuk kisi tema mana ukir nungit pan tema koktu ijicuk si atau cikut tau si makpirang ni nayanam shareholder payakan asiba teknik kalau kit lugu takunane kolene ukir ni uwa na sibun dak khakna ko da olak ne mit kala ko wut suwa da wat itma pirisa guna lo kala pisa itna de ne khinya kala khapte te kona ne uplo ne ko ke yo flap tit ne nuna khinyun tikit nap ta nuna khe khe sumi ki nokta magana pe chu ke khai put asi naga sumi gat ne nyot ka magan ka yo me yak lu sukun pit magana pe chu ke lagat apa suri ke padu asi nuna akhe mengerupi ke mago ini cukup kap magit electricity mana housing niklo kap lagbing nik kanuk tetna ingerupi mading tetna akhe ini ke suri semua kating ika yang nuna akhe guna nuna akhe cepat kuninga inger suri tu dia lagat at lanun school district juga sih man ha juno mai desember legislature ni representative kabut kelik tok lu lit nak inga sur tu tep lu ta sabat kuno na sabo tu tep ka ya tu a siwa ta kuno ne khulde ni ta barra wa kenya ta ora al ku tiu ta banna saba lu lu kenya kenya ka ya Allah put adiga nu na ke inu me jak lu patisa jak lu isma tu te jak lu isma ta ka ya Allah tu ta kuno ne inga sur